Unit 16. Mainly revision. Lesson 61. 1. Read and act. Jim's cousin Tony has come to China for a visit. The two boys are invited to have dinner with Lin Tao's family on Saturday.
Jim, tomorrow is Saturday. Lin Tao invited us to have dinner with his family, remember? I really want to go. I wonder how Chinese people eat their dinner.
There are some differences between Chinese and our eating habits. You know, in our country, everyone has his own plate of food. But in China, all the dishes are placed on the table, and everyone shares the food together.
Really? Besides chopsticks, do they also use spoons?
Of course, but they only use them for soup, or when the food is difficult to pick up.
Any table manners I should learn?
Yes. Sometimes the Chinese will use their own chopsticks to put food in your bowl to show their politeness. Don't refuse it. Just eat it. If you like it, say so.
If I don't want to eat it, what should I do?
Just say thank you and leave the food there.
What do I do with my chopsticks when I finish eating?
Put them on the table or on your bowl. Never stick them in your rice. That's meant for the dead.
Oh no, I don't want to do that. I just want to eat good Chinese food.
Lesson 62. 2. Read.
Good manners. Good manners are important. They help people to get on well with each other. Everyone likes a person with good manners. Nobody likes a person with bad manners. But what are good manners? How does one know what to do and what not to do? Well, here are some examples. A person with good manners never laughs at people when they are in trouble. Instead, he should try to help them. A person with good manners is always kind and polite. When people are waiting for a bus, he should always wait for his turn. Don't jump the queue. Get on the bus one after another. On the bus, give your seat to old people or people with babies. If you knock into someone by mistake, say, "Excuse me," or "I'm sorry." Here are some more do's and don'ts. Say please when you ask for something and thank you after you receive it. When an old person comes into the room, stand up. When speaking to an old person, stay on your feet. Don't sit down till the old person has sat down. Don't speak while someone else is speaking. Don't talk too much. Don't make a big noise in public. When you are eating, don't speak with your mouth full of food. Cover your mouth if you cough. Don't spit in public. Polite students try to help their teachers. It is bad manners for students to arrive late in class. If you are late, always say sorry. It is also bad manners to stay silent if your teacher asks you a question. If you don't know the answer, say so at once. If you do know the answer, Speak up so everyone can hear you. Ideas of what are good manners are not always the same in different countries. For example, in Britain or America, it is not polite to ask people how much money they make in their jobs. People don't like talking about the cost of things around the home, though in America they don't mind so much. But in both Britain and America, it is not polite to ask people how old they are. There are other interesting differences between China and other countries. In China, if someone says something good about you, it is polite to answer, "No, not at all." In Britain or America, a person answers, "Thank you," with a big smile. This may not be common in China, but it is good manners in Britain or America.
Lesson 64. 3. Read.
In Ghana, a country in the west of Africa, people usually eat with their fingers. Before eating, you go to the dining room, where you need to wash your hands in a bowl of water. All the food is put on a table. You eat from the same dish as everybody else. But you should only eat from one side of the dish. It is impolite to get food from the other side of the dish. There is a famous dish in Ghana. It is called fufu, which is made from some cooked root vegetables. You eat fufu with your hands. The Ghanaians don't chew it, they just swallow it.